Monday morning on Hot 102.7, which means hot cares. It's been a cold winter in Joburg, which has sparked a lot of fires in our city.
Yeah, devastating. I think sometimes we forget how easy it is for us to just flick a switch and be warm. But for those who are not doing well financially, there are much more dangerous ways to try and stay warm. That's why this morning's hot care story is a painful one.
I can't imagine what it would be like seeing your home go up in fire with all your prized possessions.
No. It's terrible. And so it is a little bit hard for us to do another fire story. But as you said, there are so many instances of it. We've got Blighty Willemse on the line. She's the contract manager at Rain Charm. She's got a special nomination for us this morning. Blighty, tell us about your employee, Emily Njov, and the nomination you've given us this morning.
She is one of my laundry operators. She's in her late 50s. And on Tuesday evening, around about quarter to 12, I received a very upsetting WhatsApp informing me that her house is busy burning.
Oh, my goodness.
And she sent me photos. It's gone completely. It's burned right down to the ground. So she lost everything. She has absolutely nothing. No clothes, no nothing. Everything is gone. Her shoes, everything is gone.
I can't imagine how she must have felt. You know, you're seeing your whole life just burn away.
Yeah, it is really, really sad, you know. But thank goodness apparently she was at the back of the property. There's a room and her daughter stays in that room. And she was visiting her at the time and she just heard people shouting and screaming in the street and she went out to have a look and then imagine the shock.
Oh, my goodness.
You know? So, I've been in contact with her. I gave her off. I put her on leave now for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So she obviously needs to sort out and get over the shock. And in the meantime, I'm trying to get donations of clothes and blankets and whatever I possibly can do, I want to do for her. And that is the reason I send my email.
Yeah.
To try and get help from anywhere.
But what I love about your letter, Blighty, is that you speak about her being a much loved member of the company, that she's got a fantastic heart and she's really just a wonderful, wonderful presence in the company.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The elderly also, they love her to bits. And basically, we here at Rensham, we are one big family. I'm not, you know, I might be their manager and I might be the contract manager, but we are all one big family and I will fight for them.
You sound like an amazing employee, really. Yeah. So Hot Cares would like to assist.
Yeah, you're a boss amongst bosses. And I must say that it is important that workplaces are families now, more so than ever, rather than just a place of profit. So how Hot Cares would like to assist Emily and her great loss, seeing as she's lost everything, we can only begin to imagine how difficult it must be. We would love to assist with clothing and blankets and household goods for Emily and her daughter.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you all. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you so, so much. You know, this is driving all of us to tears. It is just amazing. Thank you so, so very much. You have no idea how much I appreciate this. And also, thank you for the nice words you had for me. I really appreciate that.
I wish more bosses were like you, really.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we have to take care of our people because they are the ones who's keeping us up here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hot Cares.